I don't want to belabor the point here, but there's a couple things I need to say. Most of you were probably unaware that State Comptroller Susana Mendoza demanded an apology from me for something I said in regards to her to Governor Rauner last week on the show. The best reporting on this from several sources and from Rob Feeder. So if you check out the Rob Feeder blog at robertfeeder.com, you can see what he wrote. Because it's fair. Tells both sides of the story. And here's the bottom line. I believe if somebody's offended, even if you didn't intend to offend, it's right to apologize. And that's what I did. And the apology was accepted. But on Friday, during an event on rape culture language, Comptroller Mendoza brought up her offense with me and Governor Rauner. And I want you to hear this again at an event involving rape culture language. Well, now I'm offended. It's important to note the governor had nothing to do with the comment I made and didn't say anything to support it. It's also important to say that nobody from the comptroller's office called or tried to reach out to me before throwing my name in, pardon me again, at an event on rape culture language. If the event was called blowing something out of proportion for potential political gain, it would have made sense, but not in this case. Now, I'm quite sure the comptroller knows how this works. If you're upset, we talk about it. I've certainly heard from the mayor before, I've heard from the governor before about things they were upset about, many other people. And when you call me, I'll talk to you and we'll talk it out. We may not agree, but we'll talk it out. Nobody from the comptroller's office called me. I'm not that hard to find. And I didn't find out she was going to do this until it was actually made. The event happened Friday afternoon and became a news story. And the reason it offends me, aside from the obvious, is because I've defended women. I've defended women's safety. I've denounced domestic violence. I've seen this in my life. I've experienced violence in my life. Nothing's more offensive to me than this cause. And I've given time, money, and public support to the fight for the last 30 years, and I'll continue to do it. So to use me and my comment as an example at a rape culture language event is just patently ridiculous. And in my opinion, it's a reach for publicity. Well, Comptroller Mendoza, you got the publicity, but nothing for the cause. So I think the least we can do is post some resources to my Twitter page and to Facebook and WGNradio.com. And there are several great collective sites where you can go if you have questions or concerns, or if you love somebody that's in a destructive relationship, and maybe you could send them there. So check Twitter at Cochran Show, Facebook.com, Steve Cochran Show, and also WGNradio.com. Look, I stand by my character. I stand by my career of defending women. I said a dumb thing, and I apologize for it, and I should. But I'll continue to invite Mendoza on the show. Her people have turned us down before. They were invited again for today, and Sandberg was told maybe next week. So I'm going to do something here I never do. I'm going to give, because I know that Mendoza and or her people are listening this morning. I'm going to give you the questions that I plan on asking if you appear on the show. And I think these questions are representative of what people would like to know. So when Mendoza is on the program, either live or on the phone, here's a few questions I'll ask. You've ripped the governor repeatedly in speeches and interviews. How do we benefit by you making speeches trashing the government? And trashing the governor. What's in it for us? While your powers as comptroller are limited, what are you doing to bring an end to the budget crisis? Because that's certainly in the purview of your office. Number three, your predecessor moved state rep pay down the bill paying priority list. You actually made it last on the list. But when a judge said you had to release back pay, why not request a stay and appeal that ruling? Why is paying state reps apparently more important than paying the 62 domestic violence agencies that are going broke because the state doesn't pay them? What are you doing to fight for those women in those organizations? Do you have a plan to fix the state pension crisis? And what is that plan? And does it involve a big tax increase? Does it involve bankruptcy? And you say the governor is a massive failure. Well, what's your idea? What specifically should he do to fix the state? And how could you help him? And will you help him if you have the opportunity to do that? Again, I want to thank Rob Feeder for being fair on this. He's a journalist. He called me to hear my side. That's good journalism. Others who wrote about this, frankly, didn't. And I'm not that hard to find. In the end, I believe there's just way too much talk from politicians. And that's where this all started. And there's way too much grandstanding. We need less talk and more action unless you're Speaker Madigan. And we need him to talk. We need him to talk a lot. And he ought to talk here. Finally, Comptroller Mendoza, I want to make sure you and your office understand that I stand by my apology. And I also stand by this promise. You're no different to me than any other politician. When I believe you're serving your own interests and not the people's interests, you'll hear about it here, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, female, or male. And by the way, when I believe you are helping the people of Illinois, I'll applaud you and I'll tell people that too. Finally, if you have a problem with me, please call me before you call a press conference. I'm here every morning from 6 to 10 a.m.